Welcome to Hot Topics on GraceNetRadio.com. Hot Topics is a ministry of gospel on the go from Croatia with the U.S. support team at Lighthouse of Life Church in South Florida. Each week, join Dr. Andrew Vuksic and his guests in Croatia as they discuss the hot topics of the day dealing with theology, culture, and more, all relevant to Christians worldwide. The opinions expressed on the program are those of the hosts and guests and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio. Now from Croatia, your host of Hot Topics, Andrew Vuksic on GraceNetRadio.com.
Okay, welcome everybody to Hot Topics, where today we are going to discuss a topic that I, as a pastor, have had to deal with for years. What is that topic? People have said to me, Andrew, I love Jesus, but I never read the Bible. Have you ever had somebody say that to you? I love Jesus, but I don't read the Bible. When Danielle and I first moved to Croatia, and as you guys know, we lived there about 12 years, we used to hear that constantly from people. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you came here and you've got the Bible and you teach from the Bible, but that's not for me. I love Jesus. I don't read the Bible. How can you love someone that you don't know? Well, they would say, Jesus is in my heart. I've always felt his presence, and therefore, I love him. Again, we used to hear that constantly, not just in Croatia, but several other of the Balkan countries where we taught God's truth. So, for a while, we kind of thought, well, this is just kind of a Balkan thing. And then we moved back here to the United States. And guess what? People here have also said to me on numerous occasions, yeah, Andrew, that's great. You're into the Bible. You like to teach the Bible, but I don't need it. I already love Jesus in my heart. Is that possible? No. Now, for those of you who are watching this teaching live right now, as I'm looking at you, I see that most of you, if not all of you, are actively involved in the various teachings we have here in Gospel on the Go Ministry. So I know that I'm kind of preaching to the choir here on this one, because I know you guys read your Bible. All right. If you don't, I'll find out. But maybe you've got some loved ones in your family. They're looking at you and they're saying, well, you know, boy, you've really changed. You know, before you never had an interest in God's Word. Now you are so dedicated to reading the Bible, and they're looking at your changed life by God's grace, and they're going, well, that's good for you that you're reading the Bible, but don't try to share the Bible with me because I already love Jesus. And so hopefully this teaching will also help you as I share some scriptures as to maybe how you then can share those scriptures with your loved ones who supposedly love Jesus, but yet they never read the Bible. Let's go to John 14. Let's see what Jesus says about those who love him. John chapter 14, starting in verse 21, our Lord said, he who has my commandments and what? And keeps them. This is the one who loves me, right? So our topic today, person says, I love Jesus, but I never read the Bible. Wait a second. What did Jesus say? He who has my commandments and obeys them. And we're not going to obey perfectly, but nevertheless, we have a desire to, right? He who has my commandments and obeys them, which tells you what? You cannot obey something you've never read. He who has my commandments and keeps them. Jesus says, that's the person who loves me. And Jesus says, he who loves me will be loved by my Father. I will love him and will disclose myself to him. Hop down to verse 23. Jesus says again, if anyone loves me, he'll keep my word. Again, That means you have to read his word to know what it says so that you can keep it, right? If anyone loves me, Jesus says, he'll keep my word, and my Father will love him, and we will come to him and make our abode with him. Now watch verse 24. Jesus says, he who does not love me, the evidence, he does not keep my words. So, thumbs up, thumbs down to this question. When somebody says, I love Jesus, but nah, Bible's not for me, I don't read the Bible, would we say that person truly does love Jesus? Thumbs up. Or doesn't love Jesus? Thumbs down. Wow, you guys were quick on that one. Yeah. Again, and this is the very dangerous thing, you know, to say, well, Jesus is in my heart, I feel him, and, you know, I just love him based on my heart. You've got to be careful with the heart. Jeremiah 17:9, you can just write that down. What does scripture say about our heart? There you go. The heart is deceitful and wicked. You see, the way you love Jesus, first of all, he has to love you first, and you have to be regenerated by God, the Holy Spirit. But the way you love Jesus then, as a born-again believer, is that you get to know him more. You get to know more of who he is, more of how he is. You get to know more of his desires, how he wants you to worship him, how he wants you to serve him, how he wants you to honor him, live for him, love him. How is it that we can know him better? His word. Go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 16. At the end, as Christians, what do we have? We have the mind of Christ. Wait a second. Does that mean that Jesus has downloaded all of his thoughts, his mind to us? No. Does that mean that we have some sort of secret access where we get to get this special gnosis of Christ? No. We have the mind of Christ. What is the mind of Christ? The Holy Scriptures. Now, certainly he has not revealed in the pages of Scripture everything of his mind, but that which God wants us to know about him, who he is, how he is, how we are to live for him and love him, everything we need to know, guys, we have the mind of Christ. And so the more we are sitting under the mind of Christ, exposing ourselves to the mind of Christ, the Holy Spirit of Christ who is in us, Christian, is illumining more and more of the mind of Christ to us. And the more the Holy Spirit, through his ministry of illumination, reveals more of Christ to you, the more you love him, because he is so lovely. He is so majestic. And your love for him is not simply based on feelings. Your love for him is based on objective truth. Truth about Christ. A truth that never changes. And the more you're exposed to the mind of Christ, the more you want to worship him, the more you want to thank him, the more you want to live for him, the more you want to love him. To say, I love Jesus, but I never read the Bible. My response is this. You may love a Jesus, but that's not the Jesus of the Bible. And unfortunately, guys, there are many different Jesuses out there, all who are counterfeit Jesuses. They are not the Jesus of the Bible. And so, go back to John chapter 10. Look what Jesus said about those who are his sheep. John chapter 10, verse 27, Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice. Does that mean that Jesus shows up in your room at night and has private special conversations with you where you hear his voice? No. How do we hear our shepherd's voice? Through the pages of Scripture. And if you want to hear his voice more loudly, then read Scripture out loud. Okay? You'll hear his voice, right? Jesus says, "My sheep hear my voice," through the word of truth. The result? Jesus says, "I know them, and they follow me." Does that make sense? And again, those who have no interest in Christ's words, well, then that shows they are not really Christ's sheep. The verse before, verse 26, Jesus said to the religious leaders, "You don't believe me? Why? Because you're not my sheep." And again, verse 27, Jesus says, "My sheep, the elect, they hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Right? Go to chapter 8. Jesus was really giving it to the hypocritical religious leaders. The hypocritical religious leaders who were really dishonoring and blaspheming our Lord. And look what our Lord said to them. Verses 46 and 47. He said to them, "Which one of you convicts me of sin?" No one could convict our Lord of sin, right? The perfect God-man here on earth. "Which one of you convicts me of sin?" Jesus said, "If I speak truth, why do you not believe me?" Jesus answered his own question. He said, "He who is of God hears the words of God." And then Jesus said to the religious leaders, "For this reason, you do not hear them, my words, because you are not of God." So, one of the ways, one of the evidences that somebody is truly born again, that person has been sovereignly regenerated, made alive by God the Holy Spirit, that person now is alive in the spiritual realm. One of the evidences that you know that you are truly, truly alive, that you're regenerated, that you're one of Christ's sheep, one of the ways you know, you have a desire to study the Word of God. You have a desire to be exposed to the mind of Christ. Think about in the physical realm. Moms, and I see several of you, remember when you were in the hospital giving birth? And remember when that baby came out of your womb and suddenly was here in this world? Was out in the open, I guess, right? What was one of the ways you knew that that child was alive physically? There was evidence. There you go. The baby cried. The baby moved. And moms, the baby was what? Hungry. Right? And that baby didn't care what you were doing, mom. When that baby was hungry, that baby wanted food, milk, right? And that baby would cry and scream relentlessly until you fed your baby. Now, I know at times that was frustrating for you, moms, because you were exhausted, but nevertheless, that hunger was evidence that your baby was alive in the physical realm, right? Well, it's the same thing in the spiritual realm. When a person is a newborn in Christ, one of the evidences is a hunger for the milk, the healthy milk of God's Word, right? Go to 1 Peter chapter 2. This is exactly what Peter was saying to the Christians. 1 Peter, let's first take a look at 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 23. Peter was saying to the believers, you've been born again, you've been regenerated, not of the seed which is perishable, but of imperishable seed. What do you mean, Peter? What is that imperishable seed that was the means by which the Holy Spirit regenerated me? The living and enduring Word of God, right? The Holy Spirit, who inspired the Holy Scriptures, uses the Word proclaimed to regenerate, make alive Christ's sheep. And once a person is born again, just like in the physical realm, one of the evidences that that baby is alive is the baby's hungry. It's the same thing in the spiritual realm. Chapter 2, verse 1. Put aside all malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and slander. Verse 2. Like newborn babies. Long for, crave the pure milk of the Word. Right? So that by it you may grow in respect to salvation, if in fact you have truly tasted the kindness of the Lord. Pretty clear, isn't it? No hunger for the Word? Now you've got to start asking the question, is that person truly alive in the spiritual realm? Right? Now don't get me wrong, there are going to be times where, you have those times where it's like, ugh, you're frustrated, maybe dealing with some stress, maybe a health issue or whatever, and you know that you should be in the Word. That's where you find your comfort and strength. But nevertheless, there are going to be times where, you know, emotionally and physically, you're hurting, and even spiritually. I get that. But those times shouldn't last long. Again, think of a baby in the physical realm. There are going to be times when that baby doesn't crave food. Why? Because maybe the baby's a little sick. But eventually, when the baby feels better, the baby is hungry again. Same with us as Christians. There may be times when we're feeling a little sick and not showing that hunger like we know we should, but that only lasts for a short period. And again, once again, we go back to the healthy, pure milk of the Word. Because we have a desire to know Jesus more. We want to know His mind that He's revealed in the Word. We want to follow His commands. We want to live for Him, love Him, worship Him, honor Him, and adore Him. We're not interested in coming up with our own definition as to how we should love Jesus. That's dangerous. Jesus tells us how we show love to Him. Your heart doesn't tell you. And again, there are so many people, unfortunately, who call themselves Christians, who will say, I love Jesus. I don't need to read the Bible. That is a huge red flag, right? Now again, some of those people maybe just need to be taught and shown some of the scriptures that I've shared with you today, and suddenly they go, oh, okay, yeah, I do need to read the Bible. And that's good. They just needed a little bit of a maybe jump start, maybe a little bit of a teaching to get them going in the right direction. But there are so many, you know, who will say that they've been Christians for years. They never read the Bible. Many of them don't even have a Bible. How can you love someone that you don't know? Right? And there's nothing more that Satan would want than to have people be deceived into thinking they're in a saving relationship with Jesus, and they're really not. Again, Satan doesn't care if people believe in Jesus. He doesn't want them to believe in the Jesus of the Bible. Because the Jesus of the Bible is the only one true living Jesus, and he's the only Savior and Lord and Redeemer, right? So Satan doesn't care if people are constructing their own images of their own Jesuses. He doesn't care. Some people love a Jesus who they think guarantees them perfect health and wealth. Other people love a Jesus who they think is the one who's going to give them the perfect marriage mate. Other people love a Jesus who will, you know, show up and just give them, give private conversations to and hug and make you feel good. Other people love a Jesus who exists to serve them. Boy, there are so many other Jesuses that people believe in. And the true biblical Jesus? They have no clue about. Even though they will say, I love Jesus. Great. How much time are you spending in his word? No. Don't have time for that. Don't have an interest in that. How do you love Jesus? He's in my heart. Really? How do you get there? I've always felt him. Perhaps some of you may have thought that before, right? You were brought up in a religious family. As far back as you could remember, as a little kid, you were always going to church. And you went through all the rituals and things that were done, and you heard the name of Jesus. And if you were asked the question, are you a follower of Jesus? You would have said yes. Do you love Jesus? Yes. But remember, at one time you never read his word, right? You may have loved a Jesus, but it was a Jesus who was a figment of your imagination, right? But now, Christian, things are different, aren't they? Now you know you have the mind of Christ, his holy word, and you have a desire, like a newborn baby, you crave the pure milk of the word. The Holy Spirit who regenerated you through the living word is the same Holy Spirit who is sanctifying you and making you more and more like Christ as you are exposed to the mind of Christ. And let me conclude here in Matthew chapter 7 with the words of our Lord as he concluded his Sermon on the Mount. Starting in verse 21, Jesus said, not everyone who says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter the kingdom of heaven. But he who does the will of my Father who is in heaven will enter. Well, what's the will of the Father? To repent of your sins and place your faith and trust in Christ alone, to enter through the narrow gate. and to submit to Christ, not simply as Savior, but also Lord, to love him by learning more about him and obeying him. Because Jesus said in verse 22, many will say to me on that day, which day? Judgment day. What will they say? Lord, Lord. We're talking about religious people here. Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name? And in your name cast out demons? And in your name perform many miracles? And then I will declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Remember at the beginning of this teaching, John 14, Jesus said, he who loves me has my commands and keeps them. We conclude this teaching where we see people who decided, as long as I say the name of Jesus, I'm okay. I can even convince myself that I love him. And I can live any way I want. You see, when someone says, I love Jesus, but they never read his words, they are not practicing godliness. Because his words teach us how to live for him and obey him. Rather, those who say they love Jesus and never read the Bible, you know what they practice? Lawlessness. And those people, Jesus said, on that day, even though they'll say, Lord, Lord, he'll say, I never knew you. Depart from me, you who practice lawlessness. Amen.
This has been Hot Topics with Dr. Andrew Vuksic. The views and opinions were those of the hosts and guests, and not necessarily those of GraceNet Radio or any of its staff, management, or affiliations. You can email Pastor Vuksic directly at pastorandrew@aol.com. Join us Sundays at 9 a.m. and 3 p.m. Eastern Time in the USA, or 3 p.m. and 9 p.m. in Croatia for Hot Topics, only on GraceNetRadio.com.